Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another fantastic episode of the Business Creators Radio Show. My name is Adam Homey. I'm your host, and I am honored by your wise decision to tune in and join us today. As the name says, our listeners are business creators. We have our entrepreneurs, small business owners, local business owners. We have marketing and business coaches. We have folks who help others build their businesses. And on the other side of that coin, we have the do-it-yourselfers who like to have your own hands on the levers as you market and grow your business. If you are one or more of the above, please take a moment, explore episodes at www.businesscreatorsradioshow.com and discover how we and our experts help you win at the game of business and marketing. Also, check us out on iTunes. Just search for Business Creators Radio Show. Every five-star rating is greatly appreciated. Helps us help more business creators just like you. Over 130 episodes are loaded, and fresh content appears every Tuesday, fed directly to your iTunes. One of the most popular topics on Business Creators Radio Show, and we've had other guests on this before, and this is something that you, the listeners, have told me that you can never get enough of, is how to write, publish, and market a book. What we do at the Business Creators Institute is we work with our clients, helping them write, publish, and market books. And I love nothing more than to hear the cutting-edge strategies. And as you, the listeners, know, I am not only the host of the Business Creators Radio Show, but I'm also with you in the audience with my pen and my notepad out looking for the slight edge in my business. So I'm right with you in terms of gaining information to help us win at the game of business and marketing. And to help us today, I am so honored, and this for us is a major coup, that we were able to book Tom Corson Knowles of TCKPublishing.com. And to tell you a little bit about Tom, although I think some of you may have heard of him already, he is the international best-selling author of the Kindle Publishing Bible and 19 other books. Tom is also the founder of ebookpublishingschool.com, which is a free video training program for authors, and a great program, by the way, and TCK Publishing, a book publisher that specializes in publishing and marketing Kindle books online. Since so many of our business creators will start by doing Kindle books even before they get to the printed hardcover or paperback, this is a very timely topic, and I think this is the first time on Business Creators Radio Show we've really owned in on Kindle. So, Tom, welcome aboard.
Thanks so much for having me, Adam. It's a pleasure to be here.
Absolutely. The pleasure is all mine. Now, before we dive in, and I know you have a ton of information to share with us today, what I'd like to do is just take a few moments and just take a step back for those of our listeners who may not know who you are just yet, and just tell us a little bit more above and beyond the official bio and what has led you to the intersection of brilliance and passion where you find yourself helping business creators today in this area.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, it all kind of started for me in college. I was a broke college student. I was a freshman at business school in the honors program on the fast track. And, you know, all my classmates, their dream was to go on Wall Street, get a big investment banking job, earning six figures right out of college. And to me, that just sounded horrible because, you know, my classmates were working 110 hours a week in their internships on Wall Street. And, you know, they couldn't eat, they couldn't sleep, they had no social life. And to me, you know, working 110 hours a week in a cubicle sounded like, you know, my version of a nightmare, right? And so I was really looking for a change in my life to make sure that I didn't go down a road that I really didn't want to go down. So I started studying everything I could, you know, how to start my own business, because I thought, you know, if I start my own business, I'm successful, and I can, you know, escape, you know, the rat race and escape Wall Street. And so that's what I did. And one of the things I did along that journey, Adam, is I got really clear that, you know, if I just try to do what everyone else is doing, I'm just going to follow the herd. And if I follow the herd, it's not going to take me where I want to go. And so I started realizing, you know, if I really want to be successful in my definition of success, I had to really get really super crystal clear on what it was I really wanted in my life. And so I started just writing that down, started as a journal, and then eventually turned into a book, which was just my personal philosophy of life. And I shared that with a few friends and family, and they all encouraged me, hey, you know, this is amazing. You should get this published. And so that's what I tried to do. I went out and wrote a book proposal and started pitching to agents and publishers, and, you know, it completely failed. It took me 6 years and still failed, never got a traditional book deal. And it all kind of changed about 4 years ago when a friend just, you know, offhand mentioned, you know, why don't you just self-publish your book on Kindle? And, you know, that to me sounded like a really cool idea because, you know, I had a Kindle since the day it came out. I knew ebooks were awesome, but I had no idea you could just, you know, self-publish a book on Kindle because, you know, when I started writing my book, Adam, over a decade ago now, you know, self-publishing, what that meant was that you had to spend $25,000 to order at least 5,000 books, have them shipped to your garage, and every time you wanted to sell a book, you would have to, you know, collect the cash from the customer, you would have to get their address, you'd have to put it in an envelope, you'd have to stamp it and mail it and send it off to them, and to me, that just, you know, not only did I not have the capital to invest in that, but it just sounded like a massive hassle. So the idea of, you know, publishing an ebook, a digital file that I could sell online, have it all be automated was really, really appealing to me. So I did that. And the thing was, though, I was, like, so embarrassed that I had to self-publish my book. I didn't tell anyone. I didn't tell a soul that I self-published my book. But what,
right.
What I did, Adam, is I checked back on my Kindle account a month later, and I had 14 sales. And that, for me, was, like, the best day of my life. I was jumping up and down. I was hooting collar and high-fiving my girlfriend. You know, I was so excited because I knew, look, if I can sell 14 books without telling anyone, imagine what I could do if I treated this like a business and really focused on marketing and promotion. And so that's what I did that year. And in my first 12 months, after 12 months after publishing my first book, I had my first $12,000 month just from ebook royalties alone, just from Amazon.
Nice. See, that is very inspiring right there. And just a couple points I want to hit on is, number one, we're going to talk about ghostwriting here in a few minutes. And I should have just hired you to ghostwrite my diary because the story you've told is very similar to the story I've told. I did the old corporate hustle thing for a few years. I did the undergrad degree, loved every minute of it at Penn State, went and got my MBA, chased the corporate hustle for a year or two, and then I got the entrepreneurial bug, and the rest is history. I've shared this on many other episodes, so I'll encourage our listeners to go back and listen to some of those because you have so much to share with us today. And when you mentioned your fellow students in college and they were headed toward these cubicle jobs, I think I mentioned just very recently on one of our episodes that some people's idea of a nightmare is, or rather a horror movie, is watching something like Friday the 13th, Freddy Krueger, something like that. Some people like dystopian films like The Day After or Threads about nuclear war. My version of a horror film is anything that shows people working in cubicles and then getting rounded up and somebody saying, hey, the conference room is empty. Let's go have a meeting. Believe me, in my worst days as an entrepreneur, the days that really just suck, working in my home office surrounded by my cats and my own environment, which I've optimized for my own needs, I just remind myself I could be sitting in a cubicle right now, and I just find the positive energy to crank through and get things done. One more thing I need to ask you, Tom, before we dive into what you're going to share with us today, and this is something that our listeners, they already know is coming, so I'm going to do the drum roll here quick. Here in the Business Creators Radio Show, we provide the tools, techniques, and strategies to help entrepreneurs quickly grow their businesses. A lot of our listeners tell me they have everything they need to implement anything that you or anybody else says they need to do, except for time and money. Now, this is a question we ask everybody who appears on the Business Creators Radio Show. And what I like is not only the variety of different answers, but also the variety of ways that our various guest experts, including you, Tom, interpret the question. So how do time and money impact what you're going to share with us over the next few minutes?
I'm sorry, what was the question?
How do time and money impact, like what impact do time and money have on what you're going to share with us today?
Well, you know, time and money are basically the two major resources that you have in any business, right? And
yeah.
So, you know, when it comes to writing a book, publishing your book, marketing your book, you know, really every decision along the way, you have to decide, okay, do I want to invest more time to get this done, or do I want to invest the money to hire someone else to get it done?
Right.
So really those are your options. And so, you know, when I published my first book, Adam, I didn't have any money. You know, so I spent $5 to get my first book published, and, you know, I made that investment back in the first month. But I spent a lot of time, you know, learning how to do it, how to get it done, and doing all those little tasks by myself. But, you know, if you've got the extra capital to get started, that can definitely help you get the process done without investing nearly as much time.
Yeah, I love how you put that, and I also love the frame you created. You spent $5 to get your first book published. Now, certainly more than $5 because you invested a lot of what could have been your billable and revenue-generating time, but all the same, if you don't have a lot of coin in your pocket, you can't literally get done what you're going to share with us today for a couple bucks, and you're even giving our listeners a great resource that's going to help them get there a lot faster, which to me is just absolutely awesome. Now, for our listeners, Tom is going to share with us a lot of different information here about self-publishing, writing, publishing, and marketing a book like a pro. So if you're listening live, I'm going to encourage you to subscribe to iTunes so you can get the replay. If you're on iTunes right now, bear in mind you can go back and play it again, and you're probably going to want to do that a couple times because we're going to ask a bunch of different questions. We're going to go in a bunch of different directions because Tom is just basically going to fire hose you here with a ton of information. So fear not, it's recorded and we're good to go. First question, Tom, what is the best way to get started writing a book if you're a new author and you're just doing this for the first time?
Yeah, so the best way to get started is the way it's going to work for you according to your strengths. So you have to figure out, you know, are you the kind of person who can sit down every day and write for a few minutes and you know, crank the book out yourself? Or do you would you rather have, you know, a ghostwriter help you with that process? So those are really the two main ways. Either you write it yourself or you hire a ghostwriter. There's some in-between things you can do as well. So one thing that a lot of my clients really love doing is instead of actually sitting down to write the book, they actually just speak the book. So they might have, you know, a friend or a family member or a colleague interview them in their area of expertise, and then either transcribe those interviews or those audio recordings and then edit those recordings, edit the transcriptions, and that becomes the book. Or you can actually hire a ghostwriter as well. And the ghostwriter then can take those audio recordings and turn those into the book. So you really just have to decide, you know, which method is better for you. Obviously, if you write it yourself, you don't have to invest as much in hiring a ghostwriter and so forth. But if you've got the extra capital and you're not a big fan of writing, then hiring a ghostwriter can definitely be a great route to go.
I love that. And that's a really great decision point to make. What we sometimes coach our clients to do is if you're looking to write a book and you don't have the material already written out, do a bunch of webinars. You got a list, you got people to sign up, do some webinars. And heck, make an offer on the webinars. Maybe make some money as you go along and get those transcriptions done and edit those into your book. So you need 9 chapters, you do 9 webinars, one on each chapter. And you get someone like you know, maybe you, maybe me, someone like that, who is a brilliant interviewer who can help make sure that you get your story out. Now, you that kind of covers partially what we're going to get into next, which is when should an author consider dictating their book or hiring a ghostwriter. So if you're thinking about hiring a ghostwriter or dictating your book, what we deal with a lot when it comes to content creation is the old, you know, I finally cleaned my house, detailed my car, and clipped my cat's claws myself. And I finally got this Microsoft Word document open. I got the day clear, and I'm ready to write. Oh, let's see what's on YouTube. Because the ideas just don't come. So what are some tactics for making sure that when you do your dictation or you do hire a ghostwriter, that the stuff you need to say gets said?
Absolutely. So, I mean, there's a couple of things to really, you know, mastering creativity. And one of the things that I've done for many years and taught, you know, thousands of my students and has worked incredibly well for everyone I've taught it to is that you want to plan your creative sessions ahead of time. So, you know, instead of sitting down at a computer looking at a blank Word document, like that's the worst way you can start to write a book. What you really want to do is sit down without the computer on, without any distractions, with just a pen and paper, and just jot down some questions and ideas that you know you want to share when it comes time to actually, you know, either write the book or speak it or do the interview or the webinar or whatever that creative process is for you. So I just recommend to spend 5 minutes and write down some simple basic questions. So if I was going to start to write a book, I would say, you know, questions I would ask myself and write down on paper would be, you know, what are the most important ideas my reader has to learn in this book? What are the biggest problems my reader has, and how can I help them solve those problems in this book? What would they need to know in order to solve those problems? And so when you ask yourself these questions, you know, you already have the book inside you. Everyone listening right now, they already have a book inside them. You know, I've coached so many clients, and it's amazing. People say, I have no idea what my book's going to be about. But you look at their life, and, you know, they're teaching seminars, or they're teaching workshops, or, you know, maybe they volunteer in the local community. You know, they've already got ideas, lessons, stories, systems that they've developed over the years and shared with people. They just never thought about putting that into a book. And so by asking yourself these questions, getting crystal clear on the ideas, because a book is just a collection of ideas. The writing is just the mechanical aspect of it. The key thing is to have the ideas, your ideas that you want to share with the world. And so when you get the ideas down on paper, then when you sit down to write the book or to transcribe it or to do an interview or webinar, whatever it is for you, it becomes really, really easy because you already have all the ideas there and you'll just be in the flow and you won't have to worry about looking at the blank screen, right? There's no blank screen syndrome when you know what the main ideas are. So that for me has worked incredibly well for a lot of my students as well.
Yeah, I love those. And those are very solid ideas. You touched on this a little bit ago, but if we can get into this a little bit more detail, just so that our audience can truly understand, how has the publishing industry evolved or changed since this whole Amazon Kindle thing began a few years ago? Above and beyond the fact that you can actually now buy a device called a Kindle and read your books.
Right, yeah. I mean everything has changed in the industry in just a few years. It's totally different. The thing, though, is, Adam, it doesn't really look that different, right? So, like, if you go into a bookstore, you know, everything looks the same, but
yeah.
Everything has changed behind the scenes. So everything in the industry today is now digital publishing. So you go to a bookstore, you see a physical book, but it didn't start as a physical book. It was a digital file, right, which you know, 10, 20 years ago is not how the industry worked. And so everything is now digital today, and everything, the cost of everything has also come down dramatically. The other thing, big thing that's changed is that the way readers buy books has completely changed, right? So most books now are actually bought online, right, on an iPhone, on an iPad, on a computer, on a laptop. And so the way readers shop for books and browse for books has changed. And so, you know, that's why you have to really change the strategy that you're using, because I see so many authors, you know, and their idea of publishing their book is, you know, getting a print book and getting in bookstores. But for most new authors today, that is, you know, less than a tenth of 1% of authors succeed in that kind of business model. Whereas if you start with the business model, I'm going to focus on digital publishing, which I'm going to focus on my e-books, and you can also do print-on-demand books now, which didn't exist a couple of years ago, which is basically just you send the file to your book to Amazon or another print-on-demand publisher, distributor, and you know, every time a customer orders your book on Amazon, your physical book, your paperback book, that's when Amazon or your print-on-demand publisher actually prints that book for you and sends it to the customer. So really the entire business model has changed, and you have to, in order to succeed today, I mean, you really have to focus on, okay, where are the most profitable opportunities for you in your market? And that's different for every author in every market. But for the vast majority of markets and the vast majority of authors today, probably like 95% at least, your number one opportunity is going to be with ebooks and specifically Amazon Kindle, right? Because Amazon dominates over 70% of the ebook market in the U.S. and over 80% in the U.K. And those are the two biggest markets, which make up about 90% of sales.
Right.
So given that, like you know, it's like the 80-20 rule. 80% of your results at least are going to be from Amazon Kindle. And so the very first thing you should think about when you're thinking about publishing your book is mastering that platform and getting as many reviews on Amazon, as many sales with your ebook as possible. And everything else is kind of like gravy on the top. But if you don't master that basic of 80-20, you're going to spend a lot of money and a lot of time without getting nearly the results that you really could be getting.
Yeah, yeah. One thing I wanted to make sure that our listeners heard, because you just dropped several bombs worth of immense value on us, and this is something I've noticed just in the past 6 years, because I have one client here at the Business Creators Institute who's been with us for 10 years, and he has self-published 6 books. In fact, he formed his own publishing company just to represent all the books that he published. So when he did his first couple books, and this is only like 2009, 2010, it wasn't that long ago, he would have to do the thing where he was selling paperbacks, so he would have to order a whole bunch of them, and he'd have boxes of them in his garage, and he'd have to hope that his launch sold well, otherwise that he'd have to hold on to these books for a long time. I think when he did his first print job of his first book, it took him about 3 months just to empty the first box, and he had to buy, I think, 500 or 700 to even capture the economies of scale. Now, with his 5th book and his 6th book, he used CreateSpace on Amazon, which means you create the book, you create the digital file, as you, Tom, said, you upload your cover artwork and your ISBN and all the other stuff, And when you sell one, you just go to Amazon CreateSpace, type in the information, place the order, the money is charged to you, you collect the money from your customer, and off the book goes. You don't have to keep any in your garage, and you don't have to predict anything. You sell 12 books a day, you go to CreateSpace, you place 12 orders. It's that simple, and it takes like a minute to do each one. So if everybody just tuning in, if you're coming here a little bit late, this is the Business Creators Radio Show. We're on with Tom Corson Knowles of tckpublishing.com, and we're talking about writing, publishing, and or marketing your book like a pro. So now that we have covered the changes since Amazon Kindle was released, what do you see right now as the biggest opportunities right now? Let's say I'm a new author and I really want to get out there and make a splash with my book. What are some of the best opportunities there for me right now?
I think the biggest opportunities are really where the money is, right? It's where the growth is. It's just the same in any industry, in any market. And so if you look at the publishing industry right now in the United States and globally, all the growth right now is in ebook sales and in audiobook sales. And actually, print book sales are declining globally significantly. And in the U.S., print book sales, they're growing by 1% a year, Adam.
Right.
But that's without inflation, right? No one factors in inflation, right? So when you actually factor in inflation, actually, the real amount of value or money that people are spending on print books every year is actually declining, right? And not only that, but, physical distribution is also declining as well, right? Bookstores going out of business and so forth. And so if you're a new author trying to break into the hyper-competitive market, obviously you want to go where the market's growing. And if you try to go where the market's declining, where distribution options is declining, like in the print market, it's really tough. So really the big opportunities right now are in ebooks and in digital audiobooks. And some of our clients are actually selling and earning more in royalties from their audiobooks than from their ebooks. And just to give you kind of an overall number, because I know people love this stuff, just from our own clients, Adam, with over 500 books, our experience has been about 80% of the sales come in ebook format, 5-10% in physical print book, paperback books, and 10-15% in audiobooks. And so that's where the opportunity is mostly in the audiobooks and the ebooks. And where the print book really makes a huge difference in your business and in your income is when you are a public speaker, right? So if you're speaking at conferences and seminars and doing workshops and you're selling your books to the back of the room, that's when the print book can really, really increase your profits dramatically.
Right.
But if you're not doing that, if you're mostly marketing online, then the ebooks and audiobooks are really where the big opportunity is.
Yeah, I think that's absolutely true. And what I wanted to bring out here is you mentioned that perhaps 10% of the sales are in audiobooks. And that's a trend we've been seeing with a lot of our clients as well. Within the past year, any client of ours that has launched a new book, essentially, they included in their launch will also be an audiobook version. Now, I hear some of the alarm bells going off in our audience saying, well, how the heck am I going to record an audiobook? And I think the concern is not so much their ability to take their own manuscript and read it off in a conversational tone, because you can do that with a little bit of practice, but how do you get that quality sound?
Yes, so there's a lot of ways to do it. I mean, if you really want to record it yourself, you need a professional setup. So you need a professional microphone and need, some kind of the right environment. So, you need either like foam sound dampening stuff that you can buy. But honestly, I don't even bother with that, Adam. I recommend most authors just hire professional for you, because when you hire a professional narrator and producer nowadays, it's really, really inexpensive. So, depending on, whether your book is, 500 pages to 700 pages, the price is going to be around $500 to $3,000 to hire a professional narrator and have the entire process done for you.
Wow.
And most of our clients earn that back in like 6 months or so.
That's it?
Given that, it just makes sense for me, personally, to just outsource it all and then focus on actually writing and working and promoting and building my platform.
Wow. Only like $500 to $3,000? That is something.
Yeah.
So, and you gave a range of, I think, 128 to 700 pages. And in my experience anyway, the majority of business books or books for branding for business creators are somewhere in the 128 to 220 page range. So you could be actually getting somebody to professionally do an audiobook for you for less money than the value of your time to soundproof a room or sit in your closet all day and do it. That is something.
Absolutely, yeah.
I wasn't even aware of that, because typically what our clients do is they'll have like a big walk-in closet, so they'll just make themselves as comfortable as possible, and they'll get a really high quality like Yeti microphone or something like that, or a Heil or something along those lines, put the foam on it, and just read away and get it done in an afternoon. Because you think about it, if you can read a book in 2 hours, you can certainly narrate it in an afternoon. But that is just really something right there. I think you've already done something to emancipate the power of information for our listeners. Incredible. I'm so glad I have you here. Now, do you recommend self-publishing for every author?
Not quite. So, I mean, it really just depends on the person and what your goals are. You know, like the authors, you know, when I started writing my book, Adam, like my goal was, you know, to have freedom and to earn a full-time income doing what I love. I wanted to earn full-time passive income from my book royalties.
Right.
And, you know, that was my goal, but that's not every author's goal. I mean, some authors just, you know, they just have a story or message they want to share with the world. They don't care about sales. Some just want to have, you know, see their name and online or in a bookstore on the book cover. So you really have to figure out what your goals are. You
right.
know, where self-publishing might not be the best option for you is if you're someone who already has, you know, a traditional book deal offer on the table, like, you know, maybe you've got an offer for $50,000 or $100,000 or $500,000 advance from a publisher. In that case, you know, if you're getting $100,000 or more in advance, you might as well just take that deal, because you know, if you're really anyone can produce a book for a lot less than that in terms of your investment of time or money, whether you write yourself or hire a ghostwriter. So when the numbers get that big, it's just like kind of a no-brainer to take that deal, because you can always just write another book, you know?
Yeah.
You know, those offers are so few and far between that, you know, for 99% of people listening, it's not going to be applicable to them. So for most authors, the vast majority of authors, self-publishing is the way to go. I mean, you look at industry numbers, and less than one of authors will ever get a traditional book deal, and less than 15% of the ones that do, which is like 0.15%, that's like 0.15%, will ever actually earn royalties on their books. Because most authors, 85% at least, never earn out the advance on their book. So if you get a $10,000 advance, that's not actually like extra money. That's part of the royalties. So what happens is every time you sell a book, that the publisher deducts the money they gave you from your royalty pool. So until you actually earn out at least $10,000 in royalties from book sales, they'll never pay you any royalty checks on top of the $10,000. And so 85% of authors who are traditionally published are in that situation where they never get a royalty check. So, you know, you look at the numbers and it's like 0.15%. Obviously that's not going to work for everybody.
Right.
And so self-publishing is the answer for, you know, the 99% who just don't fit in that category.
You know, we've seen is, especially for a lot of business creators, if you self-publish, you can do something where you sell the book for quote unquote free, just pay shipping and handling. And then you assign like a $7.95 cost your shipping and handling. So by the time you go to CreateSpace or pay somebody to go to CreateSpace and you pay the postage and everything, you might come out maybe 75 cents to a dollar ahead on each book. Now, you're doing this for branding, you're doing this for recognition, you're doing this so the people who are going to book you as a speaker or hire you for high-end consulting see you as a published author. But on the other hand, to me, Tom, it sounds to me, I'd rather make a dollar per book than maybe never make anything at all based off an advance, because if I, you know, got a $10,000 advance and I never earn it, basically that was like doing a $10,000 consulting gig. It will never have residuals. Because clarify this for me, I believe what you said is you have to earn out your $10,000 in royalties, not your gross sales. So you might have to sell $100,000 worth of books to earn out your royalty.
Absolutely, yeah. So the typical royalty you're looking at is 8% to 15%. So yeah, like at least $100,000 in sales to earn out $10,000. Royalty, right? I mean, the other thing is when you look at those royalty numbers with a traditional publisher, you know, if you sell a $25 hardcover book with a traditional publisher, you're lucky if you earn $2 in royalties on that sale. And again, that has to be, you know, taken against the advance. So is it easier to sell a $25 hardcover book, or you could sell, you know, a $3 ebook and earn $2.06 in royalties, right? And
yeah.
Obviously, it's going to be way easier to sell a $3 ebook than a $25 hardcover book, and you can sell a much more volume of them as well. And so when you look at the book business, I mean, it's a volume business. You know, you're looking at the price point of, you know, anywhere from $1 to $25 for a book.
Right.
They're most mainstream books. If you're at a textbook, you might be $150, but that's, you know, a totally different market. So, you know, in a market where the price point is $1 to $25, you know, you're not getting rich selling a handful of books. You have to sell volume to make a significant profit. And so with the traditional publisher, unless they're selling hundreds of thousands of copies, you know, you don't have nearly enough volume there to really make a significant profit for most authors. And whereas, you know, with self-publishing, if you're earning 70% royalties, you know, $2 on a $3 ebook, it's just so much easier to scale that business, to invest in marketing, to reinvest your profits, to sell more books, to make more profits than it is with a traditional publisher.
Yeah, you're absolutely right about that, Tom. And I also want to point out for our listeners as well that, I mean, you're talking about maybe getting $2 and some cents per $3 ebook. I believe those are the current average rates for Amazon Kindle books. Is that what you're telling us?
Yeah, so for the Amazon Kindle, the royalty rate is going to be 70% if your book is between $2.99 and $9.99 for
the ebook. Yeah, so you can sell a $9.99 ebook and get 70% of that. That's almost $7. I mean, that's not bad for something where your fulfillment obligation is zero because it's an ebook. They go to Amazon, they download it. How hard is that? And you could even sell that same $9 ebook off your own website. And the only thing you really have to pay is, I mean, your web hosting, but you already have a web host, so that's no big deal. Website, you already have one of those, that's no big deal. And merchant processing fees, which is like, you know, 3%. So what you're really making is, even after you take out fixed costs, you're getting something like 91% off a $9 ebook, and your fulfillment for that is make sure that your download link works. How hard is that?
Yeah, exactly.
Right. So, Tom, you know, we're about halfway through here, and you've already given us so much information. This is incredible. But I know a lot of our listeners who wrote in because they heard you were going to be on the Business Creators Radio Show were really just saying, hey, how the heck do I do this? So if you could take a few moments and just sort of demystify for us a little bit and give us an overview of the self-publishing process from soup to nuts.
Yeah, sure. So I'll just give a brief overview now because it's really a lot easier to learn the actual step-by-step process if you watch me on my computer, you know, click the button on the screen in the right place and everything.
Right.
And so that's why I created my free video training course at eBook Publishing School. And so if you go there, you'll get the free videos, and you can literally just watch over my shoulder. I like walk you through the entire process, and I'll take you through everything. It's totally free. But basic overview of how it works. So the first thing you want to do is you get your manuscript 100% done, ready to publish. So you're probably going to want to hire a professional editor or have some friends and family, people who are good at editing, you know, look over your manuscript, fix typos and errors and that kind of stuff. You might want to have some beta readers. If you've got some customers or clients who really like you and the work that you do, ask them if they'd be really willing to, you know, read and review the copy of your manuscript before you publish it, again, to help you find errors and, you know, things you can fix and make it even better. And so once you get all that feedback and your manuscript's totally done, totally ready to publish, that's when you start the publishing process. And so really the first thing you're going to do is finalize your book title. You need to know that because, you know, that's what's going to go on your book cover. So finalize your book title. You're going to design a book cover. That's super easy to do. You can go to Fiverr.com, Fiverr.com.
Right.
And that's how I spent, you know, $5 on my first book, is because I went to Fiverr.com and bought a $5 book cover. I did everything else myself. And at eBook Publishing School, I'll show you how to do all that yourself. But so that's the cheapest way to get a book cover, you know, for $5. If you want like something a little bit higher quality in the range of $50 to $500, Upwork.com is an amazing website where you can find freelancers and just type in, you know, ebook cover designer at Upwork.com.
Right.
And you can find hundreds and hundreds of amazing designers there to hire to design an ebook cover for you. So once you've got the book cover done, you got the title done, that's when you want to format your ebook for Kindle. Again, you can hire someone at Fiverr.com to do it for, you know, a couple dollars, maybe $10 to $25, depending on the length of your manuscript. So that's pretty simple. Once you've got the ebook cover designed and the book has been formatted, that's when you actually go to Amazon and start uploading the book, right? And so the website is kdp.amazon.com.
Yep.
That's like kdp.amazon.com. And so if you have an Amazon account already, you can just sign in right away. Otherwise, you have to create a new account. And the first thing you got to do is put in, you know, your bank account info and all that stuff so you can get paid, social security number so you can get paid. And then you just start uploading your info. So, you know, you need your book title, your subtitle, you need a book description. So Amazon gives you about 700 words that you can use to describe your book. And you want to use every single one of those words if you possibly can, because that's all going to be indexed in search engines and Amazon itself and Google and so forth. And so you really want to put your keywords in there and so that people can actually find your book when they're searching for a book like yours. So if you're writing about weight loss, obviously you'd want the word weight loss in your book description. But you don't want it to be spammy, right? So you really want to write it for the reader. You know, I was shopping on Amazon a couple of years ago looking for a light bulb. And I was looking at this light bulb on Amazon, and I couldn't see any information on the entire book description, on the entire product description, that told me, you know, how many lumens it was, or what voltage it was, you know, the size of the socket. Like, you know, there's no information at all about the light bulb. It's just a picture, right? So, you know, I clicked away in frustration and bought a different product. And people do that with books all the time because the author or the publisher doesn't give the reader enough information to make an informed decision. So having a really amazing book description that's very detailed is super, super important to actually selling books online. When you mess up that process, that your conversions are going to go down dramatically. And so that is one of the biggest things you want to spend time on, is writing a really great book description.
Yeah.
After you do all that, there's just a few other things you have to do, like keywords and picking the categories on Amazon. It's all pretty simple. You know, get the free training at Evo Posting School to walk you through it, or even without that, you can kind of figure it out yourself. You pick your pricing, and then you just click save and upload, and within 24 hours to a week, it will be live on Amazon.
Wow, that's really great. And we're going to chat a little bit more about your video course in just a few moments. I've already had a chance to check it out myself. So near the end, we're going to spend a few minutes on that because it is a really great resource. I'm going to kind of prep our listeners for that right now. It's just fantastic. Now, what I also, you know, like about this whole thing is how you show that it can be done at very low cost. And you mentioned that you could potentially get your first book cover done on Fiverr. Now, as you go further along, you may want to invest a little bit more in a book cover because, you know, as I learned many, many years ago from the late and great Dan Pointer, that books are something where people do judge it based on its cover. So that is actually kind of important to bear in mind. Let me insert a listener question here real quick. Somebody was asking, when you get to this point of self-publishing where you're doing ebooks on Kindle and things like that, at this stage in the game, do you have to go through with ISBN numbers and all that stuff?
Right. Great question. So for ebooks, you never need an ISBN, right? You just don't need them. You could have them, you can use them, but there's no financial need or really any reason why you would want one, except for one circumstance. So for print books, you have to have an ISBN. So if you want to use, you know, an offset printer or, you know, CreateSpace for print on demand, whatever, you have to have an ISBN for a physical book. But for ebooks and audiobooks, you don't need them. Now, the only reason you'd ever really want one, Adam, is if you knew you were going to sell at least like 5,000 copies of your ebook, and you wanted to use that success with your self-published book in order to get a traditional book deal, right? Because the reason ISBNs exist essentially is so that the publishing industry can track their sales figures, right?
Right.
That's one of the main benefits of it for the industry. And so that's what the ISBNs give you. It gives you like a public record of how many copies you've sold. And so if you sell 5,000 or at least ebooks, that's going to make, you know, your pitch to a literary agent or a publisher, you know, just look a lot better, right? Because they're going to see, oh, wow, he's already sold 5,000 books, you know, the self-published book. Then, you know, probably we want to take him on, right?
Right.
But that's really the only situation we'd ever want that. And it can actually kind of bite you in the butt, because if you do want a traditional book deal and you do get an ISBN on your ebook and you only sell like 100 copies over a couple of years, that's really going to hurt your chances of getting a traditional book deal, because they're going to look at your sales numbers there because they're on record now. So that's the deal with ISBNs.
So what you're saying is, depending on what your expectations are for your ebook and if you expect to really sell a lot of them, or if you're doing it so that you can be recognized as an author, having that ISBN number, because it tracks for the industry the number of sales you made, so it's verifiable, could actually hurt you if it turns out that this awesome ebook that you plug in every single blog post and podcast interview you do only ever sold 200 books. They may actually look at that in a negative way because they can see, hey, this didn't really sell.
Absolutely. Yeah, but that only applies if you're, you know, pitching to publishers, traditional publishers or agents, right? If you're just going to go self-publishing the whole way, then you don't have to worry about it.
Okay. Other than tracking for the industry's purposes so they can see, you know, how much is sold, is there any protection that you get from having an ISBN number?
You mean like legal protection?
Yeah.
As far as I know, there isn't. But I could totally be wrong on that. I'm definitely not an attorney. So.
Right.
I just don't know.
Right. So we'll put out the disclaimer that you're not an attorney, nor do you play one on TV. But just in your best expert opinion, it is your reasoned belief, having published over a dozen of your own books, that to the best of your knowledge, there really is no legal protection. It's mostly just for tracking purposes. And I guess some could argue, they could say, I have an ISBN number, therefore I took the extra step, so this is more of a real book than somebody who took 9 blog posts and declared it a Kindle book.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I've talked to my attorney, you know, in depth about, you know, protecting books. And really, the main thing you're going to want to look at for protecting your book legally is, you know, registering a copyright. And so, again, you know, I'm not an attorney. I can't give advice on that. But
right.
I would just study up copyright law really well. The website copyright.gov, I know it's a government website and it's horribly designed, but there's actually some amazing articles and information on that site if you just browse through them. So it'll really give you all the info you really need to know to get started with copyrights. And another resource, if you really want to learn more about that and don't want to spend a couple $1,000 on an attorney, there's an attorney called Brock Scheinen, and he's got a really amazing video course. It's like $30 or something, and he walks you through the entire process of registering your copyright on the U.S. Copyright.gov website. And he walks you through, just like my ebook publishing school course where I walk you through over my shoulder on the screen, you know, where to click and what to do, all that. Does the same thing with the government website, which is a lot more complicated than Amazon because, you know, it's a government website, right? So that's a really great resource if you're looking to learn more about copyrights or register your own copyright for your books.
That's really good to know. So, again, this is not official legal advice. This is based on your practical experience and your conversations with your attorneys. But I know that's a question that comes up from time to time. So, Tom, these past 42 minutes have just flown by because you are such an amazing expert here at the Business Creators Radio Show. So let's get down to what I think people really tuned in for, because there's so much out there, and we're going to talk about your e-course in just a moment here. But the holy grail and the big mystery when it comes to self-publishing, getting books on Kindle and things like that is, how do I become a bestseller? So what are some of the most important tips that you can share for someone who wants that bestseller status?
Yeah, great question. So there's a couple things. First of all, you know, there's two aspects of marketing a book, right? And most authors just kind of all blob it together because they're not really clear on the definitions and distinctions. So there's really like the marketing side and there's the promotion side. And so when it comes to marketing, what that is all about is really designing the best book possible. It's like, imagine your book was going to be sold in a grocery store, right? And so it's going to be next to Campbell's Soup, right? And that's where you're selling your book. So you have to have great packaging, right? You have to have a great book cover. You have to have a great title that's going to catch people and get their attention. And then most of the books now are sold on Amazon online, right? So you have to have that great book description like we talked about before. And so that's all the marketing stuff you have to do really, really well. You have to have a great book title, a great book cover, and a great book description that are actually going to convert sales, convert browsers into buyers for your book. And that's going to be determined by your market, right? So when you look at the industry overall, you know, the vast majority of books, the number one reason people buy books, Adam, is just word of mouth. It's all word of mouth, right? And so when you're talking about promoting a book, that's different. You're just trying to get a bunch of sales real fast in a short period of time, like during a launch. But over the long term, over the long haul, your success is going to be determined by word of mouth sales. And that's why your book title is crucial, because nowadays, let's say, Adam, I tell you the name of a book, right? And I say, you've got to buy this book. It's amazing. And so you go and you type in the name of that book online. The book title is Happy. So you type in Happy on Google, and you can't find it anywhere, right?
Yeah.
It's not a good title for a book because it's not searchable, right? People can't type that into a search engine and quickly and easily find your book. Those are some things you have to really think about when you're coming up with those book titles, is to make sure that it's actually going to be possible to drive word-of-mouth sales with that book title. So it has to be somewhat unique and easy to find in the search engines. So that's a huge key right there to the marketing and positioning and packaging of your book, that you get all that basic stuff done. And that's all the stuff you do before you publish the book, right? And then it comes to, okay, what do you do once the book is published? That's what most authors want to know. Like, okay, the book is published. How do I sell a bunch of books? But the thing is, if you mess up the title and people can't find it when they search it on Google or on Amazon, you're wasting all your marketing dollars. You're wasting all your promotion dollars because you haven't done the packaging and promotion and publishing side of the process correctly the first time. And so that's when you really want to go back and make sure you've got a great book cover design, you've got a great title, you've got a great book description, so that when you invest money, when you invest time and energy in marketing and promoting the book, that you're going to get the best return on that investment. So once you have all that stuff done and you've done professionally and done well, that's when you look at, okay, how do I actually move, and, you know, how do I actually drive a ton of sales and ton of traffic really quickly? And so the best ways to do that nowadays is, number one, email marketing. Email marketing is huge. And if you're just starting out, you don't have an email list yet, well, obviously you need to start building it, right? And in every book you publish, you want to have a call to action. You ask people to sign up for your newsletter at the beginning of your book and at the back of your book, right? So they can sign up for your newsletter. Because what that's going to do is, every time you sell a book on Amazon, let's say every time you sell 10 books on Amazon, you're going to get at least one or two email subscribers, right? So you're going to start building your list automatically from your book. So you definitely need to start doing that. But the other thing you can do is, if you don't have a list yet, just start using the lists of other people in your industry. So start reaching out to people in your marketplace whose audience would find your book be really valuable, right? So if you're writing a book on weight loss, I go to the top, you know, weight loss bloggers in the industry and say, hey, I've got this great book. You know, I'd be happy to offer it at free or a discount or whatever for your audience. And they'll email their list of, you know, tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands of people. And you can move a ton of books really, really quickly that way. Now, the other really great thing that you can do, if you don't have any connections, you know, you're just starting out, you're totally brand new, this works for everyone, is just use book promotion sites, right? So there's tons and tons and tons of book promotion sites nowadays. But there's really only two major ones that can move a ton of copies really fast. And so the first one is called BookBub, BookBub, BookBub.com.
Right.
And with BookBub, you can sell anywhere from 800 to over 2,800 books in a single day. So it's really incredible. And you do invest a little bit of money in that, depending on, you know, the pricing changes, depending on your market and the size of the email list and so forth. But they use email marketing to sell books. And so they can move a ton of books really quickly. So that's a really cool, BookBub.com. Another really cool one is called BuckBooks.net. And they also do a similar thing where they sell books to their email subscribers who are signed up and want to read books like yours. So those are the two biggest book promotion sites where you're going to get the most bang for your buck, so to speak. And there's a whole lot of other little ones that you can use as well. But if you do that, those two things, if you use the book promotion sites and you're building your email list and you reach out to the top influencers in your industry and have them send out an email for you to market your book, you really can't help but become a bestseller when that promotion starts, because you're going to move a lot of copies really fast.
Yeah. Yeah. This is all very good to know. And you know, just what you reminded me of, like when you select the title of your book, you have to think about Google searchability. When we came up with the idea of the Business Creators Institute, which is our company, and the Business Creators Radio Show, originally it was going to be called the Business Builders Institute and the Business Builders Radio Show. When we came up with these names, it just so happened that right around the time we were getting ready to launch under those names, our president decided to inform the entire world that entrepreneurs did not build that. So you can imagine what happened to Google right at that point is the term business builder took on a completely different meaning in terms of Google search algorithms. And I wanted to be able to say to people without having to read out URLs, Google it, you'll find it. So by making that subtle change, instead of business builders, we're now business creators. We shoot right to the top of Google on anything we need to have found. And I can ethically say to anybody, Google it, you'll find it, and it'll always be number one with the bullet. So think about that when you're writing your book. It's just got to be something that really stands out, and it's got to be something catchy that people will remember too. So if you do something like the 10 steps to take to launch your book on Amazon Kindle in 5 days or less, boy, that's a mouthful. But if you can get that down to a couple words and it can be unique, you can own Google with your book, I think is the point you're trying to make. Am I right?
Absolutely, yeah. So there's really three keys when you come up with any brand or book title or brand for a business, is it has to be memorable, repeatable, and searchable, right? So memorable means, like, if I tell you the name of the book, like, you have to be able to remember it, because you're not going to necessarily buy it right then. You might buy it the next day, so you have to be able to remember it. Then it has to be repeatable, which means You know, it can't be like tricky. Like a lot of authors, they want like a pun in their title or a nice play on words or ambiguous words in the title. And then when the person goes to type into to Google or Amazon, they don't remember, was it this word or that word, right? So it has to be memorable, repeatable, and searchable. And searchable we've already talked about quite a bit, but you know, that's so important. I've literally had like masterminds where we just talk about, you know, branding and book titles, and that's all we do. Like, you want to spend a significant amount of time making sure that alone is really done well and done right, because it makes such a huge impact on your sales overall. I mean, you really can't overstate how important it is to have a title. You know, like you said, if you had made the other, title for your business, I don't think your business would be looking at where it is today, because
no.
That would really hurt your growth long term.
Right. It would have been absolutely buried. And even with a simple term, you can do it. I mean, an example that we've had a lot of success with is one of our clients is Jim Palmer, the Dream Business Coach. And last year, the book that he came out with, his sixth book, was called Decide the Ultimate Success Trigger. Now, that's half a mouthful right there, Decide the Ultimate Success Trigger. And the main word in the title, decide, I mean, that's a pretty common term, decide. However, it's very easy for him to do just two simple strategies to optimize that on Google and drive sales. The first is through his blog posts, through his marketing for his events and his coaching program, through his podcast interviews, either the people who are on his podcast or when he goes on other people's podcasts, and when he posts stuff on social media. Use the word decide in all capital letters and make all of his teaching points. Decide to be successful. Decide to invest in your business. Decide to get off your ass and do something, whatever his message of the day is. So people associate decide with his name. And the second is to have a whole bunch of properties that he owns. So he has his own Amazon author channel. He has the book listed on Amazon. He has a website with the domain Decide for Success Book. He has a page about the Decide book on his main website. He has a page about the book on his publishing company website. He mentions it frequently on his Facebook business page. He mentions it in every podcast interview and has himself identified in the bio that goes on that episode description as author of Decide the Success Trigger, and he plants in people's minds, oh, that book Decide by Jim Palmer. So if you just do a Google search by the term Decide by Jim Palmer, he owns like the first, I don't know, 300-400 search results the last time we checked. So that's just another thing I want to interject in there while we're talking about making your title simple. And what's that three-point formula again, if you could say that?
Yeah, memorable, repeatable, and searchable.
Memorable, repeatable, and searchable. So he creates the memorable by being repeatable, and in doing so makes it searchable by a combination of that and how he has it positioned on the web. Also doing press releases and things along those lines. Like our mutual friend Dan Janelle has a press release company, and Dan's been a client of the Business Creators Institute, and he's been on the Business Creators Radio Show. This is another reason why a press release should be part of your book marketing strategy. So we have just a few minutes left here, and I want to get in just one more quick question before we turn it over to you to tell us a little bit about your awesome e-course. Since we're all adults here and we all know how this works. Becoming a bestseller means you identify a niche category on Amazon and you drive a whole bunch of sales that one day to make yourself a bestseller, basically. Am I right or am I wrong? And what's the process for helping to identify that place where you can make yourself a bestseller really quick if you get a bunch of people to buy in the same day?
Yeah, pretty much. That's kind of how it works. So Amazon has over 26,669 bestseller lists, right, just for the United States and the United Kingdom for ebooks and print books. And I know because I count every single one of them, right? So it's a huge part of the business is making sure your book is listed in the right categories. So Amazon gives you two bestseller lists that you can choose, kind of like child categories, and then it can be listed in up to 20 parent categories. So it might be in like, you know, investing advice, investing business, and investing. Those would be like the child categories and parent categories. And so you just want to make sure, first of all, you're choosing like really relevant categories for the book. Now, Amazon makes it pretty tough to actually pick the right categories for your book. So when you go to kdb.amazon.com, they're going to give you a list of their categories, but they're only showing you about 30% of the categories that actually exist on the website because of the way that the industry determines and sets bestseller lists. The stuff you see when you publish your book on KDP, on Kindle Dashboard, It's not the same as what you see on the website, so it's very confusing. So that's why I teamed up with a business partner, like Data Genius. And so we created the entire list of all, 27,000 Amazon bestseller lists, and then we organized them all, and they're totally searchable. So you can just type in, like, romance or investing,
right,
and you only get the categories that apply to you, and you can see every single one of them, organized by how competitive they are and how competitive the books are at the top of the list, in the middle of the list, and the bottom of the list, and so forth. And so that's really like the easiest, quickest way, because I used to spend hours every week just doing category research before I built this tool. And it was just a complete, inefficient use of my time. So that's why I developed the tool just for my own publishing company. And then it was so valuable, I released it to the public as well. So long story short is you have to spend a lot of time learning it or just use the tool. Yeah, and that's at bestsellerrankingpro.com.
Say that URL one more time.
Bestsellerrankingpro.com.
Bestsellerrankingpro.com. I just said that real slow so our listeners could write it down. All right, so Tom, we're just about 3 minutes before the end of this thing, and I promised you, and I've been dropping all these teasers, you'd tell us a little bit about your e-course. You've gotten a great free gift for everybody for making the investment in themselves to tune in today, so let her rip.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's at ebookpublishingschool.com, and I created it because, it took me 6 years to get my book published, and as soon as I figured out how to publish on Amazon and how to do it the right way and how to do it, without spending a ton of money, I was so excited that, I just started telling everyone I knew. And so that's why I created the video course. So I really just wanted to make it really fast, easy, and efficient for people to learn how to do it. And so that's why I created the course. And so in video one, I'm going to actually walk you through the process of formatting your ebook for Kindle, right? So I'm going to walk you step by step using free software that you already have on your computer to format your ebook for Amazon Kindle. So you don't have to pay anyone to do that formatting for you. You can do it yourself, and
yep,
most people can do it in 45 minutes or less. So that's really awesome. In the second video, I show you how to actually upload your book to Amazon. And so we kind of talked about the overall process on the call today earlier, but there's a lot more details and steps in there that I just couldn't fit in an interview like this. And so in that video, we go through every single step, all 17 steps to upload your book to Amazon the right way. And I walk you through on my screen so you can see every step of the way so you don't mess anything up when you upload your book and publish it on Amazon. And then in videos 3 and 4, we talk in depth about marketing and promotion. And I share, all the different marketing and promotion strategies that you can use right now at free and low cost to move a lot of books really quickly and promote your books effectively. So that's the course in a nutshell.
Yeah, that's fantastic. I've signed up for the course myself. And I was just looking over a few things while we were interviewing you, and I'm on video one right now, which I frankly, Tom, I can't wait to kick you off the radio show so I can go watch this thing. That's how awesome it sounds. And just looking underneath it here, the headline is Step-by-Step Training Video Shows You How to Easily Format Any Book for Kindle in 30 Minutes or Less, and you have templates that people can download for the fiction and the nonfiction books, and this is just some amazing stuff. I opened up these Word documents, and it really is a fill-in-the-blanks template. All you have to do is put your content in. You even show people how to do their subheads. You have the legal disclaimer on the first cover page and all kinds of stuff. This is just, wow, this is really, really good stuff. I mean, this is a free course, and I think you are potentially saving people not only hundreds of dollars in time and just figuring out how to format, number one, but number two is you're actually giving them a framework so they can design their content because they already know what it needs to fit inside. Anybody that is listening to this right now who is not heading to ebookpublishingschool.com right now, I got to say, I'm not sure exactly what's taking you so long. Get over there and sign up.
Yeah, well, thanks, Adam. I appreciate it. And I put a ton of work into it. And those templates, people just love them because another great thing about the template, beyond just making the whole formatting process and everything so easy for you, is when you use the template to start writing your book, you already have 500 words. Like, the template has like 500 words in it. So
right,
open up the template to start a new book, and instead of looking at a blank screen, all you have to do is fill in the blank, right? It's just so much easier to get started when you have all that there for you.
Right. And let me give people one final pro tip because we're right at the top of the hour and we have to sign off. After you watch video one, look at the page carefully. You'll find the link to video two. And then on the next page to video three and so on and so forth. You don't have to wait for anything. You can get it all right now. So let me just finalize by saying Tom Corson Knowles of tckpublishing.com and ebookpublishingschool.com, thank you so much for being with us today. It's been an honor and an education.
Thanks, Adam. It's been a blast. Appreciate it.
For everybody listening, this is Adam Homey, host of the Business Creators Radio Show. Please check out our previous and our upcoming episodes at www.businesscreatorsradioshow.com and on iTunes, where we help you win at the game of business.